mic stuck on my crock.
In your crack?
Crock.
Oh,
my crock.
Jesus.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our podcast.
Hey.
Hello.
We are so excited. This has been a long time coming. So we're excited. It's here. It's 2021. We are doing the dang podcast.
Come on.
And we're just here to make you laugh, be a hot mess express of...
on wheels.
Wheels?
we're mobile.
Do you want to know what we're doing? We're sitting our asses right here on the
chair. We're not on wheels right now, but we could be.
We can.
What mobile.
Have we got? What if we got Heelys?
I was thinking more of like a bus.
One time I busted my ass in Winn-Dixie on some Heelys. So
my mom never let me have Heelys.
Like the spinners. Only Heelys that Sports Authority had were male, like boy Heelys. So like I wanted like the pink and like purple, like super girly ones.
The pink and the black.
But I had navy blue and orange Heelys. Yeah, I got made fun of in first grade. So.
Going.
You had Heelys in first grade?
Yeet.
Those are like the Heelys
like
you were going
to go
hunting.
That's such a dangerous thing for a kid.
It was cool.
I was six. Yeah, I was like six or seven.
I guess I didn't have childhood.
No, your mom was Heelys. Protecting you because, I mean, I busted it. And then I had my spinners
bust
and I flew. I hit a little tiny pebble, flew. I scratched literally from the top of my head to the bottom of my toe. It was awful.
Oh, dang.
The worst
okay,
pain.
Well, shout out to mom.
Yeah, your mom actually protected you.
Thanks, girl.
Love you.
Wow. But all that to say.
Live, love, Lori.
All that to say.
We are roommates and we're excited for this podcast and what's to come and just being a hot mess express on wheels.
And that's important.
And
Everett says hello, too.
That's so Shelby's cat, Everett, a.k.a. Peanut Butter.
His name's Peanut Butter. His name's not Everett.
Hey, boo.
You don't just get to walk in 5 years later and be like, his name's Peanut Butter.
Well, his name is Peanut Butter.
His name's Everett.
So.
He just made me stick my finger in his ear.
Cute. Okay, so.
Anyways.
We're roommates. We're also going to just like share about a little bit about ourselves. And you'll get to know us over the time that we're doing this podcast. But Hannah, do you want to start?
Yes, I'll start. My name is Hannah. I'm a second year graduate speech path student. I'm almost done. Praise the Lord. My favorite colors. I love all the colors. I love, what else do I love? Oh, mini brands. I collect mini things.
You're
those
short.
Are fun. I'm short. I have brown hair. Why?
She's fun size.
I'm fun size. Yeah. Like little Snickers. what's something? Ooh, we should say something we're passionate about. Wouldn't that be so sweet?
Yeah. What are you passionate about?
I am passionate about helping people communicate, learn to communicate, or restore communication, especially for people with multiple disabilities, autism, and all the things. So
basically, she has a really big heart.
Boom, boom, boom.
Big ass heart.
So that's me.
Shelby. Bow, 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 bow. I'm Shelby. I am a senior undergrad student. I'm the youngest out of the three of us. Not one, not two, but three.
Yeah,
I'm not
and
I'm
a half.
Not by a lot,
butter.
But a couple of years. Let's see. I am studying.
Shelby is 22.
I'm 22.
Allie is 23, and I'm 24.
Yeah, it's literally like
boop,
boop,
boop, boom, boom, boom. Yeah.
Anyways, so yeah, I am studying human development and family science. I could do an array of things with that. I'm looking at teaching like family life or maybe counseling foundations. So stay tuned for that one. Fun fact, I can play 11 instruments.
Wow,
and I'm
fancy.
I think I'm passionate about giving back or like serving others. So
yeah.
Hi, everyone. My name is Allie. I am a I was going to say I'm a senior. I'm not a senior. I graduated in 2020. I graduated during a Panasonic. I made it. But I currently work in administration at a school, and it's a lot of fun. I love what I do. I actually get to be a part of making history this year. So
yeah, you do. Yeah.
So that's really cool. But I'm passionate about people. I've always been passionate about people, mental health, getting people into just like a happy state of mind, a better place in life, whether that be, you know, through faith, through comedy. I want to be a stand-up comedian. Like, that would be the dream, get my own HBO special. But
so does Shelby.
So do I.
But, you know, anyways, besides the point.
Ooh, now we need to go around and say what our sign is and Enneagram. Also, what do you what was that?
Hello?
Have you seen that zombie movie? When all they do is...
No.
You're talking about...
I think... what's his face is in it? Angela Jolie.
Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt.
That's
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
No, she's talking about a zombie movie.
She's not in it. He is. I couldn't think of his name unless I thought of hers.
Anyways,
everyone say their sign and their Enneagram number, and I don't know how y'all feel about Myers-Briggs, but everyone always likes
it. I don't know what mine is.
Oh, I thought you meant like you didn't know what the Myers-Briggs
okay,
was.
Okay, well then just sign and Enneagram. Go.
I am a Libra. I was born on October 16th. My Enneagram is a 4 wing 5. So I'm super emotional, love super deep thinking, love getting deep and like talking about our feelings. It's my favorite. So if you're single out there and you like doing that.
Oh, shameless plug.
Come on down.
Shameless plug. I love that. That was good.
Oh, we should also say our love languages.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. This is so much access to so much information so quickly. Go ahead.
My love languages are physical touch and quality time. So I
cute.
Like hugs, and I like it when you spend time with me.
Cute.
God, that's a lot of information. Enneagram. I am a 6 wing 7. I'm not emotional at all. But I am very loyal, pretty like loyal to the core. I mean, I wouldn't say that I'm like super spontaneous in many ways, but I can be. Like when I go to Target, I'll just grab things and throw it in the basket. Like I won't even think about it. But I have to plan, like...
Is that spontaneous or is that just Target?
Well, I could do that in Walmart, Dollar General, Ollie's Mart down the road.
I've been to Ollie's once, yeah.
What is Ollie's?
Oh, you need to go to Ollie's. We'll take you. It's
going to change your life.
It's really cool. Anyways, but I'm not spontaneous when it comes to, like, plans. Like, if plans get canceled, it really stresses me out, puts me in a bad mood. My love language, definitely not touch, but... I like quality time. I think quality time and like maybe like, I don't know all of them.
I think yours is probably acts of service.
Acts of service.
Ooh,
okay.
Yeah, you give with acts of service. Mm-hmm. 1,000%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
1,000%.
So yeah, acts of service.
And then what's your sign?
Oh, I'm a Cancer. I'm laughing because we, hold on.
Why was that funny?
You know why it was funny. We watched this thing today of like worst American Idol like auditions as like.
As different signs,
and my sign was despicable.
Yeah,
like it was awful.
Not good.
And I was like, Jesus. So.
I'll be sure to watch that later.
Okay.
Yeah, we can watch it after this.
Hanner's Manners.
I'm a Scorpio. I'm the first day of Scorpio. I like to think I have a lot of Libra tendencies, but I am a Scorpio through and through. Thank you. I hope that's a good thing.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am a 6 through and through, but I think I'm growing. So I think I'm leaning towards more of the better side of 6, but I do have some darker side ways. I give with gifts. I'm big with gifts. Mm-hmm. And then I like to receive their words of affirmation.
Facts. So basically, two of my best friends and also my roommates are not emotional and hate physical touch.
I'm emotional.
And I'm like super
privately.
Emotional. And I love hugs. So
yeah.
But
I like hugs with my person. Like my love person.
Yeah, but that's not
like
me.
My every person, you know?
I'm not your type.
And I'm emotional, but just oh yeah, you're not my type. Me and Allie are not each other's types. But I'm emotional, but I think just more like alone.
Yeah.
I'm not like an outwardly emotional kind of person.
So that's us. That's fun stuff. Some fun little things. You'll get to know us over the course of this podcast, like I said, and you'll definitely get to see all of these tendencies and things come out. But, you know, we just wanted to do this because we think we're really funny. Actually, we know we're really funny. So I mean, if it's true,
she
I can said just
say it, boys.
It. I'm not going to question it. So
I hear you.
But today's our first podcast. And so it's just going to be a little bit of getting to know us, who we are, how we ended up here in this situation of, oh, my God, they were roommates. And if you guys don't know, it's from The Vine. And they were roommates.
Oh, my God, they were roommates.
Yeah. So we were all obsessed with Vine.
I thought we did that.
And it came to Hannah. The name of the podcast while she was in the bathroom.
It did.
So it's fun stuff. But how did we come to where we are now, living together, having a blast?
Did you already say where you went to school?
No.
No?
We can. I mean, it's up to you.
Okay, so we all attended the same school. We all went to Samford University in Birmingham.
Go Bulldogs.
Go Bulldogs. Shameless plug.
Go Dogs.
And so I was there first because I'm the oldest. And yeah, so I did freshman year by myself. Sad. And then.
You were not by yourself.
I was not by myself. I mean, I had lots of friends, but like just not with them. And. Allie's trying to drop names when the mic's not close to her mouth. So just know if there's a pause, that's what's going on. And so I met Allie through. When she was going through recruitment, she came into the house. Of the sorority that I'm in, which we are going to keep anonymous, but if you look on our Instagrams,
if
you will,
look hard enough,
if
you'll
you
find
look,
it.
You can look and you'll figure it out. But I'm just not going to be the one that says it. So, and I met Allie through sorority recruitment. She walked through the door, and I literally called dibs on her with like 8 other women.
Technically, I danced through the door.
She did dance through the door. It was quite a scene. It was a spectacle. What song was playing?
Welcome to my house.
Literally burned in my brain from recruitment. And. So she didn't end up being my little, which is fine because now I have two amazing littles
who are
also in our friend group. And I'm sure you'll hear from them,
them
at some point. Miss, sure. Peace, love, miss. But now we're back. So I guess technically I won because I got Allie in the long run. So boom, baby. And then I met Shelby through Allie initially. Because when Shelby went through recruitment, I was a recruitment counselor. So I didn't have an affiliation with anything, so y'all wanna.
So I met Shelby on a bus, which sounds super sketch. So at Samford, basically, your first weekend on campus is called Connections Weekend when you come in as a freshman, and you're put into a connections group with older students who are connections leaders. And basically, you get to know the city, you get to know the people in your freshman class, and you get to know Samford just a little bit more, which is super cool. But we have this event called Pops with the Prez, and our president of the university just like lives on top of the hill really close to campus, and so they like get buses and like have us go up there, and we get to eat popsicles that are like a staple of our city, and so it's a lot of fun.
Still city.
Yeah. But that's how I met Shelby. I guess she thought I was funny.
Yeah, I completely went to a college where like no one from my high school, well, no one went.
Triggered.
But technically, no one from my high school went to. So I literally went into college knowing no one. And I didn't go to anything on Connections Weekend because that's just not my vibe. I don't like stuff like that. But I did go to this.
Hipster.
I did go to this because. Popsicles. So and Allie was sitting in front of me and she said something funny. I honestly don't really remember what she said at all, but I just remember being like, that was really funny, or oh, you're funny, or we should be friends. I don't think I said
fancy,
we should be friends or anything like that, but anyways, yeah. So then I met Allie again through recruitment. The first round of recruitment, I went into the house and she was the first person to talk to me, and I was like, oh wait, hey, I know you.
I probably said I remembered her, which I think I did remember
you
her
did.
In the moment.
100%, because I remember in my mind, I said, she doesn't remember you.
I think, no, but I think truly in that moment, I did remember you.
Yeah.
But I think now it's been so long that, like, I just have other memories of you that are.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Burned into
I
her.
I hope that's not the significant memory.
Nope. This is not.
Too many more.
I remember you telling me that your house burned down.
Oh, my God.
Oh my gosh, Allie.
No, first round, I went in hard.
Yeah,
I put all my marbles out there, and I was like, y'all want diversity? I got it. Like, I was
okay, yeah, we love a diverse sister.
Yeah. A lot of the people in our sorority were like the same cookie cutter.
Yeah, that's real.
Stereotypical. And Shelby is not that. She's not a basic bish. But
I'm not one of those people that's like, I'm not a basic bish, but you are. Like, I'm legitimately out here.
But yeah, so I ended up picking Shelby up on bid day, her freshman year, my sophomore year, Hannah's junior year. Mm-hmm. And that's how we all, I guess, technically met, but we didn't start really hanging out until probably my junior year, your senior year.
Yeah, it was
that
summer. It was after semi, my freshman year.
Yeah.
Cause that's when we all hung out and like,
yeah.
Yeah. So semi was what really brought us together. And then we just, from there we hung out more and more and then our souls
we've
just
done so much
kind of connected.
We've done a lot. Yeah. Me and
we
Allie,
have done a lot together.
Me and Allie lived together.
Yeah.
My sophomore year, her junior year.
Hannah bought a house.
Yeah. And we were there all the time.
I practically lived there.
Yeah. Allie really practically lived there.
Like I literally like had clothes in,
in
the
closet.
Guest bedroom closet
for the wildest.
Up until
the longest.
The point where you like a couple moved weeks out. Before you moved out. So.
Mm-hmm.
So we've
been to Disney. What else have we done? Well, we've done a million road trips.
Oh
my god!
Disney. We've been to Gulf Shores.
The beach.
The
Heartbreak.
Fairhope.
Oh, Fairhope. I was going in a different direction.
What was it? Atlanta.
Atlanta. Oh yeah,
we've been to Seaside.
Seaside. You weren't there.
I know. I wasn't there.
Well, y'all lived together, and I wasn't there the whole time. So
you were there that one weekend for like 4 days. That was the weekend that we pretended to be engaged. Do you remember that?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Because of Wesleyan's like date. Yeah.
Did he like not have a finger or something?
Yes, he was missing a finger.
Oh.
But we pretended to be engaged to see if he liked gay people. He was not concerned about us at all.
And yeah, we were so irrelevant.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was definitely more concerned about Wesleyan, which.
Which, like, me too.
As he should be. I'm also more concerned with Wesleyan.
Yes.
Wesleyan and Kathleen are two of our other best friends.
They're my littles.
They're Hannah's littles, and so I'm sure they'll be guests appearing on here sometime soon. So
you know how much we're going to have to restart this thing when Kathleen's on?
I'm going to have to edit the heck out of it.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah.
We'll need to film that about 3 weeks out.
Truly.
From when we want to release that.
Anyway. Here we are. We are here. We're excited.
How's it been living with us, Hannah,
so far?
It has been good. It has been good. I was nervous coming into it, not because of them, but just because of previous experiences. I've had some interesting living situations with other individuals,
which we will get to,
and it's not all, I just want to preface and say that it's not all one-sided. There were faults on both sides, and I'm not here to bash anybody. I'm not gonna sit up here and bash her like everybody else. She needed a lot of psychological evaluation.
A lot of psychological.
And that's from TikTok. Anyways, I was nervous from the jump, but I talked about it with my therapist, which we will also address later, I'm sure.
We love therapy.
We are pro-therapy in this house.
We stand therapy.
To make a long story short, we are pro-therapy. And
a long story short.
Didn't know what you were gonna say. Okay.
Yes, I went that way with it. And so basically what we did before we moved in is we all made a list of expectations. And I was grateful that they wanted to do that, and they were on board with it, but it was recommended by my therapist since I hadn't lived with anyone in, 2.5 years?
Mm-hmm.
It's been a hot minute. I lived alone my senior year, and then I lived alone when I went to graduate school for the first year and a half. So we met at Olive Garden. Shout out to Olive Garden.
Shout out to Olive Garden. Sponsor us.
Unlimited soup and salad and bread. Yep.
Soup, salad, and breadskits. I'm a hoe for
breadskits.
Breadskits.
Breadskits. Come on, girl.
Give it a breadskit.
So Allie's team salad and me and Shelby are team soup. We're all team breadstick though. Don't get it confused.
Mm. Don't get it twisted.
And so we met there and everyone brought their little list of things. And actually I was surprised because Shelby and Allie brought more lists, like brought more on their list than I did.
I think mine had like 32 things.
Yes. And I thought I was going to be like the one, but turns out it was everyone. So
yeah.
And I think it's gone really well so far.
Yeah. And I think one thing about like living together, I feel like this is a lot of this is going to change like advice with like living with people.
Ooh,
but
yes.
I think we've all had like some crazy. And when I say crazy,
living situations.
We mean crazy living situations, and we'll get into it more in depth. But like, I think when living with anybody, communication is so important.
Yeah.
Like I was a communication studies major, so I'm like, let's talk about everything. Let's over communicate because that way we can all be on the same page and like conflict, which isn't a bad thing. But conflict happens a lot of times just because there is unclear communication.
Yeah.
To make a long story short,
communicate.
I think also, though, like, with the roommates that we've had issues with in the past, we weren't comfortable with them. Like, I personally, like, I know that the roommate issues I've had, I was never actually comfortable around them. But, like, me and you never really had communication problems.
Yeah.
When we lived together.
And I think that's also because, number one, we were pretty good friends already. But, number two, before we lived together, we were both, like...
We had a conversation.
We're like, if we're gonna do this... Then, like,
so much can
be
solved from a simple conversation.
Yeah. And I think it helped a lot.
Yeah. When both people aren't willing to have it, it's just.
Yeah. Because then you just feel like you're walking on eggshells all the time because you don't know how someone's going to respond because you haven't communicated with them beforehand about a specific thing. Mm-hmm. Like, when I tell you I had to talk to these girls about, like, laundry, I was like, okay, so, like, when you do laundry, like, is it okay if I, like, tell you, like, remind you that, like, you have stuff in the dryer? And they're like, yeah.
Yeah.
But like, I've had situations where I've felt so anxious and stressed out to even be like, oh, hey, you left your stuff in the dryer.
Retweet.
So communication is just like super important.
Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah.
So
Valentine's Day was 2 days ago.
It was 2 days ago.
And we're all single.
So, like I said, if you like a Libra, if you like a four who's emotional, likes to have deep conversation. Anything like that. I just feel like I have a lot of love to give. And if you like to cuddle, hit me up.
She does.
Well,
like
if you like anything I've had to say, please stay far away from me. I don't know. I am not interested. I won't be interested. Please go away. So.
Is it my turn? I am. I just want someone who's nice.
Yeah.
PB?
Yeah, honestly. I just want someone who's nice and honest.
We love
honesty.
An honest,
nice and honest, and wants kids. I really don't have a package that
and
I prefer
kids.
It in.
And also Christian.
And also Chris. Well, yeah. Hopefully that. Well, you never know.
That's not always.
Yeah, that's true. It's not always. You're right.
Can we appreciate that Bumble has that stuff as like a?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it
it's
does.
Like kids.
It's important
religion,
things. Yeah.
I do not. Have you lost your mind? If y'all heard that, I do not want a conservative. That is the lie. I had a conversation with a guy recently, and his political views were conservative. And I said, by conservative, what do you mean? Like, what are your views? And he was like, oh, I don't remember what he said. It was stupid. And so I and so I said, I was like, okay, so let me break this down. Where do you stand with Black Lives Matter? Where do you stand with abortion? Where do you stand with, you know, all this stuff? And I said, because honestly, like, I'm not being mean, I'm not trying to argue, but if we don't agree on these topics, I cannot date you. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, it's not something that I can,
there's
you know.
There's non-negotiables,
absolutely. It's just something I don't think a relationship can work because I was like, I'm pretty passionate about politics and, like, it's just not
a lot
not
of that
a thing.
Stuff you just mentioned isn't even politics, it's about humans.
It's about
Come
being,
on.
You know, common
know.
Sense.
Oh,
but
don't get me started, baby.
Come on.
Anyways, well, people, that's what everybody's making it political, and it's just literally not, but whatever, that's for a different
But
one.
It's important that you have these conversations. I was talking to my therapist about it when I was going on a recent date, which I'm sure we'll uncover.
We'll go in there.
We'll go there. Nothing has happened since then, so it's not, you know, whatever.
We'll go there tomorrow.
But, what was I about to say? Oh, there's just certain things that you have to, like, discuss up front that I think I haven't discussed up front in the past. And it's not, like, necessarily we need to, like, talk about how many kids we want to have on the second date. But, like, you need to know if you're with a like-minded individual. Right. Not only, like, are we going in the same direction with what we want, but also what does what we want consist of?
Right.
You know, if you're serious about it. If you're just chilling and hanging out, whatever, then you don't even need to really know much about them, I guess. But, you know, if it's serious, if it's serious, then you got to get into some, like, topics that I think a lot of people think are uncomfortable, but they're really not.
Yeah.
So.
The guy, he responded and he said, if you're not mature enough or adult enough to have to not agree on the same things, then I don't think we're compatible at all. And I was like, I agree. And then I unmatched with him before he could respond.
Yeah. I just think everyone has their things.
Yeah, and I also think that you can have differing political views. I think every single person has a right to have their core values and have their non-negotiables of what you're like, okay, like, this may be a thing that I disagree with one of my friends on, but this is not something that I'm willing to disagree with like with my partner.
With my life partner.
With my significant other. And I think that's fine and I think that's acceptable because I think I have several friends who I may disagree with on some things, but like we're still friends. And if I can have an open, honest dialogue and conversation with you, it is what it is.
What it is.
But I think respect is also a huge part of that. And being like, I don't agree with it, but I respect you. And actions speak louder than words with how that works. And so, and so in my experience, especially recently, I just think that, you know, you can disagree on some aspects, but if you have your core non-negotiables, and even some core non-negotiables, you can't, you know, compromise that with friendships either. And that's okay. And sometimes you need to do what's best for you and what's healthiest for you. And, you know, I'm really bad at self-care, but, you know, we're working on it and we're working on getting better and being healthy. And part of that is cutting out toxic people in your life sometimes. Which is hard and it sucks.
Painful,
Well, I think it's hard to come to the realization that they are toxic and that, like, it can also trick you into feeling like you wasted your time. But you didn't waste your time. I mean, people are there for seasons. It's okay. And I think I told you this when you were talking about somebody one time. But I was like, it's okay to bow out peacefully.
Yeah, that doesn't have to be a dramatic.
It doesn't have to be
exit stage moment.
And also, if you, like, think about it with a lot of your friends, like, you have close friends who you were friends with when you were younger, like, elementary, middle school, and now you're not friends with them anymore. It's not because there was this big falling out. It's not because there was this, you know, big hoopla of whatever. It was just, like, it just faded and just time passed and... and that's okay. You know, that's and these things happen and these things are allowed to happen.
All that to say, we're all single.
We are all single.
That's where that came from.
Wow.
Circling back.
We went to the, for Valentine's Day, my hometown has a drive-in theater. And so I was like, yeah, we there's like, there was like a bundle for couples. And so we all went after we went to church first.
Hallelujah.
And then we went to our freedom group at church.
Hallelujah again.
But yeah, and then we saw a movie and it was freezing cold.
Raining,
misting. And then it was literally the night before a freeze warning. And then the way that we were watching the movie and having to sit in
y'all,
the car is the part
that it was like doing Sudoku with letters, y'all. It didn't make no kind of sense. Allie was in the floorboard. I was sitting sideways. Shelby couldn't even get on the end of the car. I don't even know how to explain what I'm trying to say. It was just this weird... Also, if you were in the truck next to us, I'm really sorry because
they ended up moving.
They did move because they were cold, but I thought they moved because we were loud. But we literally could not figure out how to fit in this car and like all be able to see at the same time. So,
in which we all could not see at the same time. So
yeah, and then Allie just gave up.
I did. It was. I was like, good thing I've seen this movie before. It was Crazy Rich Asians and When Harry Met Sally. It was a double feature. But with Crazy Rich Asians, I was like, good thing that this is one of my favorite movies and I've seen it a whole bunch of times because I know what's going on.
You probably like hear it.
She'd and be like, my oh favorite yeah, times. I'm watching and she's literally on her phone laying down.
Well,
like, I'm watching.
But then like I would like pop back up like during my favorite parts. I was like, ooh, I like this part. So I'm going to watch.
The wedding scene. That's
yes. And then I cried.
Legendary. Yeah. You cried? Oh, yeah, I missed that.
Emotional. Yeah.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Yeah. That was fun, though. Natalie really liked it. She wants to do it more.
I loved it. I really want to go
back.
That'd
be a great date idea.
It would be such a great date.
You both
so if anyone wants to take me out to a drive-in movie for a date.
Oh, my word. You are awful tonight.
I'm acting like this is a dating app. It's not. It's a podcast. Chill out, girl.
Might I again state that if you are attracted to me and want to take me on this date, please don't go out instead.
Aw. That's sweet.
What?
Huh?
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 What?
Okay.
Yeah, and then after that, we went to Bucky's. They built They just built a Bucky's in my hometown.
That was, I was
for
hilarious.
Y'all who don't know, who am I Southern?
Y'all who don't
for
know.
For y'all who
you
don't
can
know.
Say y'all and not be Southern. Well, no, you can't. Sorry.
I mean, you can because you
I say
can.
Y'all.
But
way
you ain't got to say like,
say
y'all. You know, you just say y'all.
What y'all doing? Like, you know.
Yeah, okay. Allie is black, by the way. Just
I am black.
Just so you know.
Anna and Shelby are Caucasian.
White. We are white.
But yes, they built a Buc-ee's in Shelby's hometown, which is where the drive-in is. And for y'all who don't know, it originated in Texas.
It's huge.
So everything's bigger in Texas. And it ain't no joke because like Buc-ee's included.
Yeah, like they 1,000 gas pumps.
So it's like a gas station, but it's also like a grocery store.
Like a
it's a convenience store, grocery store, boutique store. I mean, they were
like you could get a present
yeah,
for someone.
Yeah, I mean,
there.
It was insane. But like actual like food,
like
food.
Barbecue, yeah. Like brisket, like tacos.
Alcohol, like they had a whole wine section.
Yeah.
So it's like a Circle K on crack. Like I don't know how to explain it.
I mean,
it.
Yeah. True.
But then also Walgreens. Yeah.
But then throwing Walgreens, yes. That's
yeah,
a good
and
way
like
to
then your
it.
Little like small town gas station down
they
the road,
had,
like all of it put in
had
one.
They had a deer feeder there.
They had it. They
that's,
had
that's what that big contraption was that I kept looking up at, and I didn't understand what it was.
Yeah, they had a deer feeder. They had those things for cats and dogs that like light up on their.
They had
jewelry. Oh, they had collars.
They had
yeah,
collars.
Yeah.
They
jewelry.
Had like
house decor,
jewelry,
yeah.
Kitchen, you know, utensils and stuff
like those cute little signs you put on the wall, and it's like
Southern.
We are well. We love
live,
you
laugh,
here.
Love.
We live, laugh, love.
Sweet tea is the only thing we drink here.
Love starts with y'all. I mean, like, I can't.
We accept hugs as currency.
Yeah, like, things like that. It was crazy.
That was fun.
But it was actually really fun.
Oh, and we all got matching Buc-ee's boxers.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah. But they don't fit any of us like boxers.
I've been sleeping in those for the past 2 days, and, I mean, they hurt sometimes.
Well, then don't sleep in them if they're
my
painful.
My shorts that I sleep in are in the dryer.
Mine are fine, but, like, would not wear them out the house.
I mean, I don't sleep in mine, so.
I wouldn't. Well,
I have okay. to sleep in shorts.
Well, I also sleep in my underwear, so.
I do not do that.
Can you say that?
What? I don't think anything's inappropriate about that at all.
I don't think it is either.
I don't think so either.
Okay, great. So, Allie sleeps in her underwear.
And a t-shirt. That says.
Don't you sleep in that
sleep
tank
in
top?
Shirt?
You sleep in the tank top. That
yeah, I've been sleeping
damn
in that.
Tank top that I'm you wear all the time.
So
if you don't take that on your honeymoon, your husband is not your husband.
Have you seen those TikToks your that it's like, Gucci, get your ass home. And it's like me when I sleep in a tank top and my left titty's cooking breakfast.
That's real.
That's literally you.
That's real. That's real.
That is me. No, I've been sleeping in those tank tops for years.
You were sleeping in that tank top when we were roommates. Like
I know.
That.
Did you ever see my left titty cooking breakfast?
No, I didn't look over there.
Okay.
You were also always like covered up like to your head and covers.
Oh, okay.
And then your bed was like almost off.
Okay.
I've got the floor now. Trying to say something, but I keep not saying it loud enough. You're going to go on your honeymoon, and you're going to go all out the first night, right? The second night, going to be back bonnet.
Bonnet in the tank top.
Bonnet in tank top.
Bonnet in tank top.
You already know.
The purple bonnet. With
the purple
tank
bonnet
top.
Has got to make an
with
appearance.
With the lime green, like
with
neon.
With the lime green faded, got some holes in it.
Got some
it's
holes.
Got tank so top. Many holes. My mom hates my tank tops more than anything. She hates them.
I can't
she's
sleep
like,
in tank tops at
she's
all.
She's like, there's holes in it. You have to throw it away. I'm like, why would I do
it's
that?
It's like the child that won't get rid of their, like, comfy, their blanket, like, their baby
yeah.
blanket from, like, their childhood. And it's, like, literally a rag.
Yeah.
And they're like, but it's comfy.
It was my blanket when I was a kid. I'm like, well, it's a thread
like,
now.
It's a
like, it's literally a thread.
Y'all, I have a pair of short, like, Sophie shorts from when I was eight. When I was 8 years old, when I used to dance. And they used
dance.
To be too big for me. And they say dancer on the butt.
Dude.
And I still have them. And I still wear them sometimes.
You
to
can wear.
Fit in that?
You can fit in something you
I can't
when you
fit
were eight?
In anything.
That's awesome. Good
I can't,
for you, though.
I can't
oh,
fit
I've stretched them out the house.
School. Still, I'm surprised. If the fabric is still in one piece, that counts.
That does count. I think my Buc-ee's shorts almost ripped the other day. I heard a little and I was like, what the hell is that? Bronx timeout.
I have bronchitis and asthma.
You sound like Doc.
She has like she has bronchitis like
chronically,
forever.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah, so we just like to say I have chronic bronchitis.
It also snowed today in Alabama, so she's
oh, I didn't do my inhaler either.
You need to do that.
Yeah.
Cuz it's getting tight.
Okay, I
so
thought about
emergency
doing mine
break
after
for
I
inhaler.
For like
no, I'll do it after. It's okay.
Okay. What she'll do for this podcast.
Oh, dang.
It did snow today. Allie made a snow angel.
I thought that was your name. I did. Too. I made two snow angels. Yes. And I was very proud of myself. I don't know if I said this, but I'm originally from South Florida. So, obviously, we don't see snow.
I'm originally from a southern small town in Alabama, so that sucks. That's not good. Not proud.
Banners. Banners is from 256.
I am from 256.
Madison, Alabama. Burr, burr, burr,
burr. I don't feel like it's worthy of that. But
I was at a drumline competition the other day for high schools because my brother's in it, but also I help some. Mm-hmm. And Bob Jones was there, and they had a whole like 18-wheeler truck, and I was like, "What in the world? Mm-hmm. This is indoor drumline, y'all."
My
what
brother
is going
was
on?
In the band there. Yeah, they're pretty intense.
All I know from them is that they wear white marching shoes, and that bugs me to no end.
And white pants.
No, exactly. And white pants. White shoes, pants. White pants.
Oh my.
That's
with
asking
the red,
for a
white, and blue top thingy, whatever that's called.
Wow. We wore black bibbers.
Bands, so I don't know what that means.
Bibbers.
A bibber?
The pants are bibbers.
Okay, well, what's the top called? The top?
Just your jacket.
Okay, your jacket. They wear red, white, and blue jacket.
Red, white, and blue. Cool, cool, cool.
When I was drum major, I wore Patriots. All black and then a green.
You know sports?
Thing.
First and foremost, I'm going to keep it together for this comment.
Growth.
Because of growth.
Mm-hmm.
I am kind of offended sometimes when people say that I don't know sports.
Well,
I enjoy sports.
You remember that one time that you brought a whole thing of turkey to a step show?
That was...
That's not a sport.
Not a sport just because it's in the gym.
Well, your knee was acting like it was a sport. You were torn up.
Okay, you don't need to come for me like that.
I'm not. I'm giving
letting
you
people
credit.
Know my business.
I'm giving you credit.
I did do that. I did.
I cannot believe it. No. She had also this nose ring in that put
I
her
did.
Attitude
whenever
up
I
to
wear
hill.
My fake nose ring, I'm a different
she
one.
She is a...
Oh are you Henrietta?
God. No, I'm not Henrietta.
It's
I'm
something
like,
else.
I don't know who I am.
Haley.
Well, you'll be exposed to... Oh, my brother's girlfriend's name is Haley. We're going to come up with a new H.
Basically, all of us... You know how, like, when you drink, Ellen. You, like, have a different personality? Or, like, when you act a certain type of way, you have a different personality? Sometimes.
Normalize. We're normalizing the multiple personality.
Not like multiple personality disorder or anything like that.
But, like, it does flip a switch.
You can flip
but, you know,
switch.
Like... For example, if you are the type of person who, and I'm not calling you out, but like this is just the only thing.
So you know it's about me.
No, but like if you're the type of person who, when you like get upset, you only see red and you don't know what you say or do. It's like, oh, who was that? That was Henrietta. Different person. But like I have six different personalities, so it's fine.
Sometimes I see red, sometimes I see black. I don't know. It depends on the mood.
Yeah, you do.
Anyways, back to my... Oh, thank you. Ooh. Back to my original. I do enjoy sports. Granted, do I understand how football works? No.
Okay.
I'm not going to sit up here in front like I know. Like I know. I would love to learn. I feel like I know enough. I played Powder Puff for 2 years. I thought it was really fun. No, like as a... Like in middle school, mm-hmm. not like as a child. I was a lineman. Which, like, much love for the lineman. I just think it's funny that, like, a girl says she's a lineman. But we love a big boy. We love a big
oh,
boy.
It
we
is
don't
big
have a problem with a big
season.
Boy. It is big boy season. I think it's always big boy season.
That's
but,
yeah, that's what I was about
But do I understand all the intricacies of football? No. I'm not going to fake it like I do because a lot of girls like that.
Ooh,
so they'll literally research who are on teams to try to seem relevant to boys.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just not really my vibe. I'd rather learn and invest time in learning. Basketball, pretty much get it. Played basketball growing up. I was the tallest person on the team till sixth grade. Then everyone kept growing and I stopped. So I know that one. Volleyball played it. Softball played it. Baseball, don't really care. It's just softball, but different and longer. So I like sports, but.
See, I never, that like never crossed my mind, probably because I was so involved with sports. But like, I didn't, I guess like until I was in high school, I never knew that that was a thing that women like did that.
What?
Like found the names and like.
Oh, women front for sports all the time.
I didn't know. Because
oh,
I always
all
just
the
had
time.
The knowledge, because I
yeah.
played sports and like I really
yeah.
enjoy sports. And so I just thought that that was.
Yeah. one, I think
it flew right past my head, I guess.
I don't think everyone does it with like ill intentions, but I think if you don't understand something, just ask, you know, like I don't think there's any shame in. But anyways, where did that even come from? Sports.
We were talking about band. And you said Red, White, and Blue Jackets.
Go Patriots.
And you said Go Patriots.
I said Go Patriots. Well, first off, duh. But second off, we were the Patriots in high school. That's why I said that.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you were
Stanford for Red, White, and Blue.
I literally thought you were talking about like the New England Patriots.
Also, yes, no. But like.
Tom Brady?
No.
No.
I mean, yes. No, yes for that. But no for like.
Am I like the only person that is not a fan of Tom Brady?
Well, I mean, he got traded to Tampa, and they just won the Super Bowl. So.
I know.
I don't know enough about this topic to have an opinion. And that's something we should all start saying.
Oh, yeah. No.
I don't know. So y'all can talk about this.
We'll talk about it.
I was just going to say, all I know is that he got traded from the Patriots to Tampa because he wanted to
retire
in
Tampa. I don't know
enough
about him not to like
Super
him,
Bowl.
Is what I'm saying.
Okay.
All I know is that one of my best friends from back home is obsessed with Tom Brady.
Is he married?
Yeah, he's married. He has kids.
But he made Tom Brady the background, like, on his phone. He's like, isn't he so attractive? And I was like, who is that? Because
you're
I...
humble Tom Brady, Allie.
And Allie is not one of those people that looks up people.
Well, because here's the thing, is that I don't know, like, I know who Tom Brady is, but I don't know what he looks like. Because I'm like, first of all, you're on a football field, you're always wearing a helmet, and I don't care enough.
True.
About you, Tom Brady. No, sorry, Tom Brady. But no, I don't care.
It's just things you care about.
I don't. I just like don't care enough about it to be like, oh, what does Tom Brady look like? But it was funny because he was like, oh my gosh, like isn't Tom Brady just like a really attractive man? And I was like, he was like, isn't Tom Brady like okay. Isn't this guy like so attractive? I was like, who is that? He's like, it's Tom Brady. I was like, oh no.
I thought this was a girl the whole time.
Nope, it was a boy.
Seaweed from Hairspray is my background.
Oh, we know, baby girl. Lord. We know. Shelby, what's your background?
My background is me and my brother.
Oh, cute. Mm-hmm.
I edited the
crap
out of that photo. It's the same thing.
I think I'm crap out of that one.
Oh yeah, that's not even really my face, like at all. Oh. I edited that one
because I have an honest sister.
I did because I wanted to post this because it's the only like recent photo we have together.
Mm-hmm.
That I have one that's recent, but I'm holding beer in my hand and I can't post it.
Oh yeah.
But
sorority life.
Yeah.
We love rules.
Anyways, and so, but I didn't put any makeup on, and I had just woken up, and I literally looked like death. Like, I mean, I wasn't being mean to myself. I looked bloated. So I've just fixed it so I could post it. I still look really weird, but yeah.
I think you look lovely.
Thank you. Not in that photo, but.
Yeah, you do.
Appreciate that.
And
wait, who's your background?
Well, my lock screen is my parents and me.
Oh, yeah. And then
it's my favorite. They're kissing me on the cheek.
I need to do that one for you.
And then my, what's the other screen called?
The back screen?
Home screen.
Oh, my home screen is Andre.
Andre. Oh, cutie. Andre. That's hard to say.
Is the one with the neon jacket?
Yeah.
Aww,
it's one of my favorites.
Cutie.
I was thinking about changing it recently to the one of him, like, cheering on the crowd and hyping everyone
up.
Oh,
yeah. I love how you just lost your accent completely in that moment.
Oh. It was sorry.
Oh man.
I'll get better. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah. Anyway, I don't even know. How do we
this podcast has gone so left. We were talking about
but I kinda like it better.
Valentine's Day.
Dating apps, the Valentine's Day, big boys.
So
football.
We were speaking
Tom Brady.
Of dating apps, we were
I did not see, think Tom Brady was going to make an appearance in our podcast ever.
We were in class the other day. So my only 8 a.m. that I have bright and early in the morning is death and dying, and that it's
oh
yeah
Jesus
yeah it's morbid, but it's important
it
for my
important.
Major.
It's important.
But, anyways, reading this book called Tuesdays with Maury, which I would highly recommend for everyone listening. It's a very good book. But basically, the guy in the book. He knows that he's dying. And anyway, so our teacher was like, you know, what would you do if today you were told that you're going to die in 6 weeks? Like, what would you do differently? And then somebody said something. They were like, you know, I think I would just like, stop wasting time doing this and this. And it for some reason, it clicked in my mind. And I said, honestly, I would delete every dating app I have because I don't need to find a husband anymore. Mm-hmm. I'd be just done with it.
Yeah.
And everybody thought that was hilarious because it was so like honest. But I was like, I mean, all of y'all are on dating apps probably.
I'm not on any of mine anymore. I deleted all of them.
Look at you.
I know. I should, you gotta heal. I just do
I'm thinking about deleting them.
It was more of a boredom thing for me. And then I'm like, well, if anyone's ever serious about me, then I'm wasting their time.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, I haven't been on, like, Bumble or Hinge in, like, actually weeks.
Yeah. And I got you banned from Tinder. But that is for the next episode.
That is for a different time. And on that note, thank you guys so much for listening. This has been episode 1 of our podcast. We hope you guys enjoyed it. It kind of went all over the place. But
we did. That's us.
That's us. That's how we work. We're a hot mess express on wheels.
We're mobile.
And
not at all.
Yeah, we hope you guys enjoyed. And, you know, I hope you guys tune in for the next one. And follow us on Instagram at OMG They Were Roommates Podcast. Send us an email of things you want us to talk about, any questions.
DM us.
OMG They Were Roommates Podcast at gmail.com.
I really want to switch it to
Hotmail.
Hotmail.
Well, it's not going to be Hotmail. So
Yahoo.
OMG They Were Roommates at gmail.com. thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in.
I'm a real boy.
Jesus.